There's moose here, dude. Your laws mean nothing to us.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about religion in everyday speech, stuff like God damn it, Jesus Christ. It's everywhere. As an atheist, how do you deal with it? And do you edit it from your language?
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Nick Glover.
Hey.
We are here in the beautiful Glover Living Room studio.
Yay.
Ooh.
Enjoying the hospitality of my co-hosts for this evening's recording. We decided that this week we're going to go back into the godless realm of our conversations, and we are going to talk about language and how religious language kind of is pervasive.
It is.
Yeah.
In our lives.
God damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
Fuck you, Jesus.
Hashtag blast.
Hashtag blast.
And what do you do about it, and how do you react to it? And I was thinking about it because I've actually had this thing at work, you know, and it's that polite thing. When somebody sneezes, you say, bless you.
Mm.
You know, I never say God bless you, but when I say bless you, it's the same thing, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it feels disingenuous to me.
I agree with that. I made a purposeful stop doing it about 3 years ago, and I started saying Gesundheit, even though I don't speak German. Salud is the more usual, like, for me, like, in terms of Spanish stuff, but Gesundheit is more accepted to say, and since it means to your health or good health, like, it feels less like, may God bless your soul so lest the devil steal it from your body because you sneezed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, profanity, I mean profane, it literally means blasphemous inherently,
right?
like cursing also,
right?
A curse is, I mean, there's some magical shit going on there.
Yeah.
By its very definition, these words are blasphemous.
Well, and with bless you, is there anything else, like, besides Gesundheit?
Oh, bless you,
what,
sure, yeah.
All I've ever heard is bless you and Gesundheit.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other expressions that in other languages. It seems like a fairly common thing. Now, maybe it's not. Maybe we have listeners who know. Maybe in Eastern, in Eastern countries, there's not that Western tradition of the Christian tradition where I think a lot of this originated.
Yeah. My sister likes to say when you sneeze, she liked to say, "Nothing happens when you die." But, like, really, like, aggressively. It was just a very strange, like,
that's in your face.
I
don't feel like being in your face about it, but it's awkward, and there are these awkward moments, like customers, when I'm talking to them on the phone, they'll say, you know, have a blessed day, and you know
what,
yeah,
that's
sure
heavy,
and it's like, well, I mean, they're saying is essentially nice. They're saying,
yeah.
What they're saying is essentially religious, though. They're making the presumption that you also are religious. I mean, they are making an assumption.
And of their religion.
True. Right. And while that assumption in this country 7 times out of 10 is correct,
right,
or something, some percentage thereof,
it's still religious privilege.
And it's awkward. You're like, well, how do I answer that? Because I'm not going to answer, well, you have a blessed day too.
I tend to panic and say things like that. It's really hilarious. Like, if a stranger on the street's like, God bless you, I often will tend to just be like, God bless you too. And afterward, I feel really shitty because I'm mad at myself because what that's not cool. What I should have been like is, you know, actually, I'm an atheist and you've offended me, or I don't know. But
I just say, thanks.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm a bit gobsmacked by someone saying it, and it usually catches me off guard. But usually it just ends up coming out as thanks, because it's good intent.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a dick, but it's not my bag. It's like, I feel the same way about this as I feel about holidays. If someone says Merry Christmas, fine. If someone says Happy Hanukkah, whatever. If someone says joyous Kwanzaa, I call them a liar because no one really celebrates Kwanzaa. but if they want to say happy holidays, fuck it. I don't care what you celebrate. You're wishing me seasonal greetings.
Well, and so, you know, this is a good, it's actually a good segue because it's around the right time for this conversation. But like, so people will say, I know a lot of Christian people that will repost that meme that says, you know, if you're Christian, say happy, Merry Christmas. If you're Jewish, wish me happy Hanukkah, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's a lot of big talk, but bullshit. Because everyone I've ever seen get wished a happy Hanukkah who isn't Jewish, their response is, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
Like, and it's never like, oh, thank you, because I understand, based like this meme is saying, which I'm claiming is my own idea. Like, I genuinely love just the greeting, and I want to be, you know, like, welcomed by all things. No. What you get is, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm not Muslim. You know, yeah.
As a atheist, to me, happy holidays is, I think, the most honest thing I can say.
Yeah.
You know, so when they get on the bullshit war on Christmas thing, it's like, you know what? Wishing somebody a Merry Christmas is kind of dishonest, if I say.
Disingenuous, maybe.
Yeah, disingenuous. If I wish them a happy holidays, I'm saying, you know, whatever holiday you celebrate, man,
yeah,
good for you. Fucking A.
Everyone's getting solstice this year. Fuck you. Happy solstice to everyone.
Blessed solstice.
Joyous Yule.
Yule is even, though, religious. I mean, that's some Viking shit.
And I feel like, so that I will say Merry Christmas on the 24th and the 25th.
Sure, because it's Christmas.
I say I have said Happy Hanukkah during Hanukkah, but I find that, I'm sorry, Jews, you got a bad rap, and most people get super offended by that, and that sucks. But most people get all like, you know, I'm not Jewish, or why would you say that? Like you're trying to insinuate something.
Yeah.
Because we're not even 60 years, 50, you know, 70 years away from a time when it was an insinuation to be shitty about someone being Jewish.
Yeah.
And like, people would get offended if you know, because it was like, but
crypto Jew.
I don't know, man. Like saying, I feel like saying happy holidays is the easiest thing, and you know, or even just,
yeah.
I wish there was a humanist.
And Bill O'Reilly is one of the people that drives the war on Christmas shatter every year. And the thing that I actually had wanted to tweet out, because I drove by Walmart on October 15th, and they had a sign that was like, our Christmas store is open by the garden center. And I'm like,
yeah.
I wanted to take a picture of that and tweet Bill O'Reilly, hey, Bill O'Reilly, Walmart has declared a war on Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is Christmas doing?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
There's a stand-up comedian who I wish I could remember which one it was, but their take on that was, it's not the war on Christmas, it's the war of Christmas aggression.
Ah, nice.
Because Christmas overstepped its bounds first. Christmas came over here to the other side of the holidays and overstepped its bounds. It's the war of Christmas aggression.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the next thing you know, they're going to be putting up Christmas displays after the 4th of fucking July. It's just insane.
I wish that it didn't have religious baggage for a lot of people who are either Jewish or otherwise not Christian and perhaps raised that way, because I had a couple boyfriends in high school who were Jewish. One of them was like super, super angry about being wished Merry Christmas or given Christmas gifts.
Sure.
Because he's like, I'm Jewish and everyone knows that, and it feels like they're trying to convert me. And I was very trying to tell him, it's like, it's a gift. You know, people feel shitty giving you a Hanukkah gift on Christmas. That seems dumb. Like, and
they're trying to be inclusive.
Right. But like, the way I see it is, you know, I wish that Christmas could just be the secular holiday that it is for us, for everybody, because it has no religious meaning to me whatsoever, and it never has. So I wish that everyone could just have that, because like Saturnalia, or whatever you want to call it, you know,
yeah,
with the tree and the gifts and the stockings and the fun, that's awesome.
And none of it's inherently Christian.
It's not. And so if you can divorce the Jesus from it and not feel like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm ghosting this Jesus holiday.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better, you know, because you don't have to be a card-carrying Christian to enjoy it. There's all the best stuff of it is not the religious stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that I think about is like, Christmas is another example of where society kind of forces Christianity on everybody. And I don't even think it's intentional. It's not like Christians are out there. I mean, there are some, but it's not like most Christians are out there going, hey, check it out. This society is all about me. But the phrase thank God is something that I have actually been consciously trying to take out of my vocabulary.
That's a good point. That's one I use a lot that I should stop as well.
Molly and I, because of her love of goats, typically
we do a
form of like a minced oath where, you know, I'm saying gosh instead of God or darn instead of damn. We thank goats or goat speed or...
Goat speed is a good one instead of Godspeed. Goat
yeah.
speed. I've mentioned before how I have my autocorrect set up so that anytime I type G-O-D, it changes it to goats.
Yeah.
And it's actually caught on with some of our friends, especially on like Edgerman stuff. People will say like hold my goats or holy goats instead of, you know, which it's just...
My mom as a kid wasn't allowed to use even like minced oaths that sounded near swear.
Like cheese and grain, like
religious.
Cheese and rice.
Well, right. Her dad was a Lutheran minister. She couldn't say darn because it's just a substitute for damn and you're damning someone to hell. Or hell, or God damn it, or, you know, Jesus Christ, or anything like that. You couldn't say, darn it to heck, or anything like that, because all you're doing is using different words that mean the same thing.
I kind of get behind that.
And that's just as bad. Therefore, you're not allowed to use those words either.
I kind of agree with that more than I agree with people saying frick. And stuff like that because
fuck it, you're saying fuck
exactly.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Exactly, there is no difference. So either you say there is no difference and therefore you're not allowed to use either, or you say there is no difference and say whatever the fuck you want because it
right.
doesn't matter.
I agree.
Yeah, there, and I tend to say frack, and I know that, and I understand the inherent, I guess, hypocrisy.
You have
of that.
Children.
And I have kids, and I try
yeah.
to watch my language around them most of the time.
Why?
And
they're a bunch of cunts.
Especially a little bitch.
But, like, thank God, I try to say, like, thank goodness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which, I guess the substitution there for me is I believe more in goodness than I do in God. And
yeah.
goodness is, you know, it's a good thing. So, it feels like an inherently, like, when you're grateful for something, and
sure.
you know, should you be just thinking, "Oh, thank the traffic light that it changed in time, so I could
yeah.
get to this thing on time."
Thank chance,
thank random chance.
I find myself saying, "I mean, and it, to me, it's maybe since I was raised with so little religion, or what religion we had was such a weird pastiche of whatever, that it was like." You know, it's like, oh, thank God. I don't even think of that as being related to a religious God
yeah.
in my head. Just like, God, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, and God damn it. And things like that to me are just, it's like, oh, thank God. Like, I just, it's almost
yeah.
like thank God is a word that
yeah.
means, whew, and,
right.
and like it's one word. And I know that that's.
I
know that
yeah.
that's, yeah, it's interesting.
I like saying God damn it or damn it because it doesn't mean anything
to me. I say God damn it all the time.
I'm like, that's a great word. I love it. I write damn it into so many scripts because I love the word. Damn it!
Yeah.
It's a great thing to say.
Honest to God.
I say Jesus
like,
Christ a lot.
Yeah, yeah, one of the number, you do, and one of the number, for me, honestly, I can't even think of how many times a day. It's my number one, it is my, like, complaining noise is, oh, God damn it. Like, just... Oh, I spill something on myself. God damn it. Like, I drop something. God damn it. Like, it's just a constant.
And I confess that I take a certain amount of sadistic pleasure in the idea that somebody might be really concerned that I blasphemed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
I know that's awful. And
it's not awful.
Really.
Fuck them.
But it's that thought of, oh, I just said something that might really be fucking with somebody's head.
You know what? And here's why I say fuck them. The concept of blasphemy is ridiculous. Because if you believe in an omnipotent, all-present, all-loving, all-knowing God, you cannot tell me you really think that God gives two shits about non-believers using his name in vain, or mm-hmm. believers for that matter. You must, at best, your reaction to blasphemy as a believer would be that poor guy, or like, oh, I feel bad he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't love God. I feel bad that he doesn't feel bad for that, for doing that, you know, like, not, oh, how dare he, like, what the fuck.
I would say it's basically two kinds of religious language that have entered just the common vernacular and have lost their, these are secular terms or phrases now, curses and blessings.
Hmm.
It's up or down.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, damn you or damn it or
damn
aw hell. Right. Or it's bless you or it's, you know, oh, thank God. And the thing is,
saints be praised.
And blessings, you know, positive religious terms that have entered just the regular vernacular are not viewed as profane or as bad to say. They're perfectly publicly acceptable. The fact that they have something to do with God doesn't factor into it positively or negatively necessarily.
Like if you say, thank you, Jesus, that's not blasphemy.
Right.
Right.
But
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's,
And then you're talking, getting into like cursing and profane, and that's profane.
Even
and
just
those are,
Jesus Christ.
And those are bad things that you can't say. Why are they bad and you can't say them? Because they're religious.
Yeah.
Like your religious connotation has carried
weird, arbitrary rules.
The rules are arbitrary. And actually that's, you know, I've mentioned blasphemy laws in other podcasts because to me, I think blasphemy laws are some of the most wicked things that humans inflict on other humans. The idea that we as humans must punish other humans for God. Because you somehow, you screwed over God by saying, God damn it, so we've got to put you in jail for a month or...
God told us that we're not supposed to use his name like that, and so we're going to stone you because you disobeyed the thing God said.
How strong is your faith that someone else can't say something, that just say that they disagree with you, or say something that your idea is bad or wrong, or even insinuate it?
Not even disagree
with. Like, that's not very strong faith.
And that's exactly why I'm saying, like, you know, anyone who actually gets genuinely upset about blasphemy... really needs to. My question would be, why is your faith so weak and tenable? Like, why? Hey,
why
sorry.
Why don't you?
The dog
in,
is here and he's very whiny.
You believe in a very weak God.
I mean,
honestly, that you believe in an all powerful God, and yet the God's not that powerful if you're the one that needs to do all of God's dirty work.
Yeah, and he's a jealous, bitchy. Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll have to do an episode or something for Blasphemy Day.
Mm.
Ooh.
It's late. It's like the end of September.
I like
it's
that.
It's right when festival season is ending. We could do a festival, a Blasphemy Day episode or something maybe next year where we can talk all about not just swearing, but like...
all the different kinds of blasphemy.
Invite people to post their favorite blasphemous things.
I like...
That's how we were assassinated. Hey guys, remember Geeks Without God? Yeah.
I like... one of the things I like about language and that kind of thing is... so a lot of things that are just considered non-curses or not swearing or not blasphemy are actually really super racist and making fun of other religions. Like, holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Which is making fun of Hindus. Or when you say, like something gave you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Which is to say that it...
gypped.
Yeah, you got gypped. Or, and these are all things that, like... could easily be replaced by profane, you know, blaspheming words, but instead they've been switched to you know, to things like that. Jumpin' Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
One of the phrases Pat finds very offensive is peanut gallery.
Oh.
Because it refers to the segregated gallery in a theater where the black people were allowed to sit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes. So, and of course, black people
Huggy Duty.
No. No, they probably used it. They may have used it on Howdy Doody, but it originated. So it's very racist. And she's like, anytime somebody says it, she's like, you really need to understand racist.
Same thing with him with gypped. When people are like, oh, I got gypped. And it's like, would you say I got Jewed? Because that's what you're saying is I got, like, that guy Jewed me out of that car. I got gypped out of that car. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
And that's all acceptable, but it's not acceptable to say, God damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a... Well,
you can say, holy cow, but not God damn it, because that's not our God. He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
Our God right. doesn't care.
Oh,
our
man.
God isn't gross about cows.
So, we're going to get to five questions.
If
this conversation is interesting, feel free to comment about it. We'd love to hear what phrases bother you and what do you choose to do about
it. Do you avoid them?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ and a pogo stick. Jumping Jesus. I'm trying to think of other... hold on. What was one of the ones that my grandpa used to say was... Jesus crucifixed Christ when he was super mad. So that's a good
wow,
idea.
Wow, Jesus
yeah.
crucified. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. So five questions. Molly, what
five
we got?
Five questions. We have five questions from Aaron Prezan. I might be saying that wrong. Prezan. Aaron.
Sorry, Aaron.
Aaron. He says, good day, geeks. I love the show. Thanks for all the effort in recording and production. Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Production.
So,
oh,
Aaron,
Tim.
Here we go. We've got question number one, which is, what is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
I say it's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
This was on my list to watch for many years. I expected to be bored, but the ingenious effects around weightlessness and constantly building tension kept me on the edge of my seat.
Oh, yeah. See, Aaron, I was not a 2001 believer until I saw it in the theater in 70mm, and then I got it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty movie. It's well, really, yeah.
The thing about being in the theater is when you're in that darkened room with that huge 70mm projection,
mm-hmm.
you really start to get the sense of isolation, which
yeah.
is what is a huge piece of that
sure.
movie. And even that ending bit, which is kind of fucked up and weird,
yeah.
looks really fucking awesome in a movie theater.
I can imagine.
So, I, you know, good choice, Aaron. All right.
Agreed.
Question number two. Who is your favorite atheist character?
Joker, Matt Modine in Full Metal Jacket.
Uh-huh.
Or Jamie, Chris Bale in Empire of the Sun. Both are so good, it's hard to say. Both are explicitly about atheists. Both have serious moral challenges in the most extreme circumstances and navigate them without reliance on revelation. Now, I haven't seen... Oh, this is embarrassing. I haven't seen Full Metal Jacket.
Really?
But, really. But this is going to be a good switch for us because you haven't seen Empire of the Sun.
Sure.
And I have loved that movie since I was a little kid. When it first came out, and I have been in love with that movie. I thought it was so good. And when I saw whatever the first movie I saw... probably was the first movie I saw with Christian Bale in it when he was an adult. I don't remember what, but... And
like American...
probably American Psycho
American
or
Psycho.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, is that the kid from Empire of the Sun? And like, yeah, it was... No, that's a great answer.
Also Newsies.
Well, and he goes through some serious shit in that
movie. He does.
Movie.
He gets
like,
put through the ringer.
If anyone had a reason to either to like turn to faith, you know, for support and guidance, he would have it. But instead, it's like everything that happens just like renews his disbelief and his... refusal to think there could be a god.
Full Metal Jacket involves people going through a lot of shit too. So.
Yeah,
well, yeah. The Joker is the whole like Jungian duality of man Kubrick thing.
Oh,
he's
that
got
makes
the
sense.
Born to Kill on his helmet.
He's the, okay. He's the
yeah. He's so like he and Pyle, Vincent D'Onofrio's character who commits suicide,
mm-hmm.
are, I would say, ostensibly the main characters. I mean,
mm-hmm.
more or less. They're paired together, but...
Sure.
The most of the movie follows Joker through. It's not... I mean, it's a fairly rational person who's at war, which is a fairly rational thing.
Yeah.
And a horrible thing. It's not a very flattering war movie.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. It was supposed to be a real war movie.
Well,
not a glory.
It's more like, I don't know, it's not necessarily anti-war, anti-military maybe more so. Arlie Emery is, Emery, right?
Yeah.
Ermy? I don't know.
Ermy, actually, I think you're right. It's not Emery, it's Ermy or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, is.
He's just a
fucking monster in that movie.
He's
the quintessential drill sergeant guy.
Yeah.
He's a monster. I mean,
yeah,
he's inexcusable, right?
I think Kubrick probably was making an anti-war film, and that's only because he also made Paths of Glory, and I don't know if you've seen that,
mm-mm.
but it is the most anti-war war film you'll ever see. It's absolutely brilliant, but it will put you through the ringer. It's got Kirk Douglas.
Hmm.
Totally awesome. Check it out. But those are two really good choices, Aaron. We better move on to question number three, which is, what is your geekiest hobby?
Jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, yeah, jigsaw puzzles.
Nobody does that, but I love it. It's also a way to have great works of art with some personal investment and a sense of creation, even though I haven't cultivated a genuine visual artistic talent or the cash to afford the originals.
Sure.
I'd be interested if Aaron does, like, those super fucking hard jigsaw puzzles, you know, like the ones where they... every piece is exactly the same size.
Oh, sure.
There's no edge,
yeah.
And they print it front and back.
Yeah, we had a lot of those.
Some of
models.
Those, they throw in extra pieces, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had those at Marbles with the extra pieces. We had the ones where I actually have one upstairs I got that where you can, there's like three or four different ways to assemble it depending on how you want the image shifted in terms of the edge.
I saw one that tessellated.
Oh, my God.
So that you could take one end and put it on the next end, and there was just like, if you got two of them, you could put them end to end. Like, there's no telling where one started and where one stopped.
Yeah. So yeah, hardcore are you, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron, email me your address and I'll send you that puzzle I have. Like,
yeah.
For real. I'll mail it to you.
I did puzzles for 45 minutes at Omega Con this weekend while Molly was taking a nap. Yeah, with Hedge and her friends. Friend of the show, Marina Hedge Yoder. I just sat down with them and joined them with a drink and did puzzles. It was a world map with butterflies of the world in their appropriate geographic regions. So all the butterfly wings were overlapping.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very tricky one.
It is, but it's also kind of a chill activity to
do.
It's zen
as fuck.
All right.
Question number four. What is your favorite sandwich?
There is really only one answer.
Ooh.
I just today made a candied corned beef braised in Guinness, caramelized cabbage, baby Swiss, toasted rye, good mustard in the Dusseldorf style, liberally applied, dill pickles, herb roasted potatoes.
I'm down with that.
Sounds fucking great. That sounds like a German twist on a Reuben.
I love that he
only
specifies.
Only deals in absolutes.
I love that he goes for the Dusseldorf mustard.
Yeah.
That's some specific
kind of
mustard.
Vinegary, right?
With the big stone ground kind of.
I think so, yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It does. It sounds really good. Okay, question number five. What's the stupidest thing anybody's ever said to you about your atheism, Aaron?
My daughter was told by her kindergarten classmate that if she believed in God, they would be sisters. My response, aren't you all sisters anyway?
Yeah, that's
like
that
how would that change it?
We're gonna be sisters in Christ, and you can't be sisters in Christ if you aren't with Christ.
Sisters in Christ sounds like a religious like Riot Girl lesbian band. Like
Like
Sisters in Christ,
yeah,
they're like the
like,
bad
and
religious.
Now opening for the Jesus and Mary chain. Sisters in Christ.
Yeah, you know, like punk rockety nun habits.
Yeah. Like blown out bass guitar and like really loud drums and big swinging crucifixes.
I'd hate that music.
Crucifix shaped guitar.
Ooh,
that'd be awesome.
Anyway, thank you, Aaron from Texas. That's awesome.
Yeah, Aaron from Texas. Well, we really appreciate your answers, and I'm going to point out that with those answers, we are down to, I think, only three answers in the hopper. So now is a great time
to send in
your answers to our five questions. All I got to do, send an email to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com.
It's true.
It could not be easier.
It's literally true. It could not be easier.
All you got to do is just...
I guess we could make it so they could just think their answers and we would know them. I guess that would be easier.
I don't think we could make that. One could, but probably not us.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, someday I'm going to be guests on Geeks Without God. And that could be true. That could be true. But you can't wait. Send them in now.
If you send in your answers instead... Not only will we read your answers, but then when you are on Geeks Without God, you get to ask us your questions.
Yeah.
It's preemptive.
It is preemptive.
There's no reason to not do it.
It's true. There's not any reason.
Wow, I think we spent...
What if your favorite sandwich has, like, something embarrassing in it, like baby flesh?
I don't know.
Then they could just lie.
I mean, seriously, here's the other thing. You're atheist, you're listening to this podcast. Remember, when you die, everything in your brain... Gone.
Yeah.
Write it down.
This is your little piece
send
of infamy.
It in.
That's right.
Yeah. Even if you die between
obtain
now and
immortality, answer our questions.
We spend more time on this fucking thing than any other part of the podcast this week. But we have been Geeks Without God. If you enjoy our show, please do us a favor. Go over to iTunes and rate us. If you are an iTunes kind of person, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. All that social media shit. We really appreciate all you folks listening to us. We hope you will stick around and come back next week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Happy Christmas.
Merry Hanukkah.
Holy Ramadan.
Whatever the fuck.
Blessed be.
Hail Satan.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
He's gonna die.
I mean, he will.
Yeah, well, you know, at least he knows it. He's comfortable with it.